Hello, this is Ross Bliley from the podcast Pigskin Tales. This podcast is sponsored by Sterling Soap Company. With products sold throughout 41 locations around the globe, Sterling Soap Company has a unique assortment of products to choose from for your loved one for the holidays. Handmade artisan soaps created by Roderick and Amanda Loven since 2012, these products are affordable and provide great value. Act now and save on your shipping costs. If you purchase $75 or more, your shipping cost is free in the United States. Shop now online at sterlingsoap.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hi, folks. Welcome again to another episode of Pro Football in the 1970s. I'm your host, Joe Zagorski, and in this episode, we're going to be discussing the 1975 National Football Conference Championship game. On January 4th, 1976, the Cinderella Dallas Cowboys traveled to the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum for the championship of the National Football Conference. Dallas was expected to tamely submit to the favored Los Angeles team. The Rams had pounded the St. Louis Cardinals in their divisional playoff game the previous week, while the Cowboys had to need a miracle to upset the Minnesota Vikings in their divisional playoff tilt. This NFC title game between the Rams and Cowboys was considered by many to be a one-sided affair for the Rams. Well, it was indeed a one-sided affair, but it surprisingly would be the Cowboys who would be the dominant team. Dallas recorded their second straight postseason upset by completely obliterating Los Angeles 37-7. Virtually no one picked the Rams to falter so big in this conference championship game. Practically everyone was shocked that they offered the Cowboys no real amount of competition in this contest. By halftime, the game was, for all intents and purposes, over. Dallas just kept scoring and scoring and scoring. Cowboys quarterback Roger Staubach threw four touchdown passes, three of which went to his setback Preston Pearson. Dallas made use of its resurrected shotgun formation, especially when Staubach pitched a shovel pass to Pearson. The shifty running back took one of those shovel tosses into the Los Angeles end zone for one of his three scores. Another Preston Pearson touchdown came on a screen pass early in the first quarter, and in the second quarter, Pearson made a spectacular diving catch for another score. In between all that, Dallas's drubbing of the Rams would also feature a touchdown reception from wide receiver Golden Richards and three Tony Fritsch field goals. The Cowboys' defense may have been the big story in this game, however. They limited Los Angeles to an incredibly low total of just 22 rushing yards. Rams running back Lawrence McCutcheon, who ran for 202 yards the previous week in the NFC Divisional Playoffs against the St. Louis Cardinals, didn't fare so well against the Cowboys in the NFC title game. McCutcheon was stonewalled in that game. With no running game to speak of, the Rams had to throw the ball, and the Cowboys' defense was ready for that. Speaking of Rams quarterbacks, James Harris and Ron Jaworski completed a grand total of 11 passes against Dallas. The Los Angeles passing statistics were frankly abysmal for a division champion playoff team. The Rams had a grand total of 96 net passing yards in this game. Their quarterbacks were sacked five times, and three of their passes were intercepted. By the final gun, Los Angeles's offense accumulated just 118 total yards. If you ever watch the films from this game, you will notice that by the end of the third quarter, the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum was virtually vacant. Many fans hightailed it out of there after Dallas took a 28-0 lead early in the third quarter. Let's face it, the Rams dominated most of their opponents all throughout the 1975 NFL season, and they rarely had to come from behind in any of their contests. As a result, they really were not that great of a comeback team because they usually played with a secured lead. That lack of actual game practice from being behind on the scoreboard may have ultimately hurt the 1975 Los Angeles Rams. For the 1975 Dallas Cowboys, however, their 37-7 victory over the Rams in the NFC Championship game represented a high watermark for them. The season before, they had failed to make the playoffs for the first and only time in the decade of the 1970s. Now they were NFC champions and headed to Super Bowl X, which would be their third Super Bowl appearance in the past 6 years. If you would like to learn more about pro football during the 1970s, please check out my Facebook page, The NFL in the 1970s. And if you would like to learn more about sports history in general, check out the Sports History Network online. There are many different podcasters on the Sports History Network, and they discuss numerous sports and their histories. I promise that you won't be disappointed if you check out the Sports History Network. Now for our trivia question for today's episode. What player was the leading rusher in the 1975 NFC Championship game? Thanks again for listening in to this episode of Pro Football in the 1970s. I'm your host, Joe Zagorski, and we'll see you on the flip side.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I hope that you enjoyed this recent episode presented by the Sports History Network and were able to learn some good old-fashioned sports history knowledge nuggets. I started the Sports History Network back in 2020 with the mission to help podcasters find a community of like-minded sports history nerds, as well as helping aspiring podcasters to start their own shows. We have a little bit over 30 shows on the network right now covering all sorts of sports history, but as far as I'm concerned, we're just at the toothpick in the ocean moment, you know, that can't even figure it out because there's so much more coming. We wanted to create the ultimate headquarters for sports yesteryear, starting with Podcast Network and our website, but we're going to continue to move into other mediums as well. And here's the cool part, because we want you to be part of our team. So if you're interested in starting your own podcast, or maybe being a guest on one of our shows, or who knows, maybe even writing an article for us over on the website. Seriously, all you got to do is reach out to us on the contact page over at sportshistorynetwork.com. You can be as technologically savvy as a Neanderthal tapping on a stone trying to figure out this whole hieroglyphics thing back in the day. Again, it doesn't matter, because even if you don't understand the whole podcast space, we have a production team that can pretty much help you out with doing everything. All you got to do, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com, head to the contact page, fill it out. That message goes right to me, and I'll reach out to you as soon as I can. But for now, dude, I'm through if you're through.